A media release came out this morning saying you are stepping down or stepping away from your mayoral duties for at least a little while. Do you mind just walking us through that decision and what led you to it?
Well, Grant, what I'm doing is I'm taking a bit of a pause from some of my mayoralty duties because I'm taking the advice of my doctor and my family and my friends. The current situation at the Rio Lakes Township Council table is unacceptable to me. And I'm hoping that by taking a bit of a break, I can get myself back together and be able to function and operate fully as the mayor of Rito Lakes going forward. I have decided that I will continue to do my duties. Once I've had a bit of a vacation and a bit of a rest, I will continue to do my duties at the United Counties of Leeds and Grenville because they have numerous critical issues that I'm directly involved in.
Okay, and just a point of clarification, you said some of your mayoral duties. Does that mean you are participating in other aspects of the job?
Yes. What I will not be participating in will be meetings that involve the other members of council.
Was there a specific moment for you where you just had enough and led to this break? Was it Councillor Delaney's decision last week to resign sort of a push you needed, perhaps?
I wouldn't say it was necessarily the push that I needed because I've been thinking about this for a while. Monday night's council meeting was simply bizarre in my view, with 11 integrity commissioner reports in front of us, with various motions of trying to strip the mayor of his mayoralty duties, of a motion of non-confidence. I'm looking at this and saying, you know what, if I can't impact the decisions going forward, then I don't want to be at the table for the time being.
All the 5-4 votes, the infighting, it must have just been extremely frustrating.
It certainly is, Grant, and it's frustrating. And I'm deeply disappointed in my council. I'm deeply disappointed that I have to step away because the people elected me with a significant majority. And I'm stopped on a regular basis of, Mr. Mayor, please don't quit. So the public understands that there's a level of frustration there for all members of council, actually, those that are on one side and those that are on the other side, that they don't seem to be able to get everything their way. And it's unfortunate. And my heart goes out to the public because there are decisions being made that are not transparent. There are decisions that are being made that are not accountable to the taxpayer. And we need to take a break. We need to fix that.
Do you have any idea in your mind how long this break may be?
Not at this point. I mean, it's going to be a couple months anyway.
Okay. And are you ruling out the chance that this might be permanent? Do you think you might step away at the end of it? Or are you pretty positive you'll come back after X amount of days?
I really can't answer that question. I'm looking after my health first. I'm taking a bit of a vacation, and I will see what transpires. But you know, it's just one of those situations where I refuse to continue to turn the other cheek.
And going back to what your constituents have said, I mean, I think you won the last election. Like, so you got like 71% of the votes. What do you say to those members and residents who have witnessed this council fight on every agenda item?
Well, what I say to these people is you need to push back on decisions that you don't agree with. And I've tried to do that, but I simply can't do it alone. If the public feels that there are people that need to be held accountable for this situation, including myself, then they need to speak up. I mean, that's all I can suggest. I mean, you know, if I had my druthers, the province would step in and declare every seat on council vacant, and we'd have an early election, and then the people would decide where we go from here. Unfortunately, we don't have an election coming until the fall of 2026, and you know, this infighting is not productive for the benefit of the Township of Rito Lakes.
Is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go?
No, I have a tremendous amount of respect for my staff there. My staff have been supportive of me throughout this ordeal. They are, of course, mandated to follow through on the wishes of the majority of council, which in this case is almost always a 4-5 vote. If you check the record since in the last year and a half, we've probably had 40 to 50 recorded votes, and I've probably lost 95% of those votes. So I am not able to convince the majority of my fellow councillors that there are things that need to be done, and I don't believe they're being done.